I think I'm going to, I know we were going to start it off with something.
Disneyland. I'm
about to start okay, it now. Okay, I also want to have another comment, but yeah. A conspiracy theory comment. So, Josh, get ready.
All right, let's go.
Do you know where Walt Disney got his inspiration for Disneyland?
No.
But I do know Walt Disney was Latino.
I did not know that.
You didn't know that?
What do you mean? Did you know that?
His middle name is Elias.
I thought he was frozen what, in the bottom.
Walter, Elias, he's Cuban.
Is he frozen?
Cubans? Cuban. Cubans do a lot of shit. Like, they get shit done. They're like the elite Elias part of Disney. The Latinos.
I need the Pirates of the Caribbean. It's frozen.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, supposedly. That's hot. No, Griffith Park.
Really?
He went to where the merry-go-round is in Griffith Park, and he would sit on a bench, and then he thought up Disneyland. And they even took the bench that he used to sit on in Griffith Park and put it in Disneyland.
That's hard.
That's fucking hard.
Shut up.
I wonder if he saw a mouse at the Griffith Park and was like, Mickey Mouse.
Oh, my God.
Or the ducks at Griffith Park. I don't know if they're ducks.
Oh, wow. If that was like the whole way.
So more people should go to, like, it should be like some sort of plaque at Griffith Park around the merry-go-round. There's a merry-go-round area somewhere. It's located by the old zoo.
By the abandoned zoo.
Yeah. That says, like, this is where this fool thought of that.
Are you sure he was Latino?
Yeah.
Because I've seen like the old, old Disney. Can we get a fact check on that, please?
Oh, and Disneyland was supposed to be in Burbank.
No way.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That would have not worked out, I think. I'm so glad it's in the OC. Well,
why?
Because it just...
Well, the way it got so big, definitely.
Yeah, like, because
it took over Anaheim damn near.
Yeah, like...
They have their own police, everything. Yeah. Own, like, I think their own taxes.
So they got hella bread over there.
Mm-hmm. I'm super bread.
But,
Super
Millionaire is over there.
Yeah.
But I can't believe he's frozen under...
Well, he might not be. You heard.
No, the kid in me wants him to be frozen. The bottom of the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay. Like, we say stuff, and then people will literally take it as fact.
Yeah. And now there's going to be a new TikTok of, like, him being frozen.
Like, bro, I can't...
People are going to say, my sources do know.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I want him to be frozen.
Mm-hmm.
I love Disneyland, by the way. Yeah, but man, I feel like people should go to the park more and get inspired, you know what I mean?
No, totally.
I ain't gonna lie, when I go to the LA River, inspiration. Mm-hmm. Even though it's not a park and it's dirty and it smells sometimes,
that's smart.
Inspired.
The shower is so inspirational to me.
Dude, in the shower, I go through so many scenarios in my head.
And it's a thing to get inspired by, like, I think it's something by you get, like, not affected, like stimulation right here from the water.
Water, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of stuff, a lot of people get inspired.
Because we're like 70% water or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. Don't you know I'm local? What? I wanted to don't you know I'm local.
Go ahead. My bad.
It's the first thing up there. Maximo.
No, it's Beastie Boys in the group chat.
We'll get to that.
Will we? Let's just knock it out.
You know what
they came to see.
Oh, yeah, so I guess kicked up a little dust last episode, according to the internets.
And the old people in the room. Sorry, Ron. Nobody said that.
Old ass Ron?
Yeah, this is how Ron looks. Just know.
Stop doing things if you don't know that. How long does it take Jose to edit?
But you're wrong. Yeah.
I know. I probably do a lot of shit that never gets inserted. I'm just like,
Nah, but yeah, bro, they were fucking you
they
up.
They were
in
on
the
my
comment.
Head, yeah. But, you know, to clarify what I said, I only said what I said, and other people took it, like, a lot further.
No, for the record, Vic, we were not talking about that at all, and you were like, hey, you guys know what group sucks? And I even said, I don't think I want to know, Vic.
Yeah.
So you had chances not to say this.
Yeah, I had to get off my chest. It was, like, burning.
I heard this has been you on Twitter for years.
Oh, yeah, I've been calling them out, you know? But, okay, so I said... I only said what I said. The words I said is all I said. I never said... No, because people...
Oh my God.
No. Because people take it further and they put words in my mouth. They said, what do you mean? Like, they're the greatest selling rap group of all time. Like, all these things. I'm like, I didn't say that. I didn't say they weren't influential to the culture. I didn't say they didn't start a lot of shit. I didn't say they didn't help out hip-hop with, you know, just...
So maybe you should have said all that stuff.
Yeah, but, you know, I said what I said. So... I still stand by, if we're talking about today's rap standards, and you
which
go back.
Which are not as high, like, tampoco. We're not, like, elite
but
rappers
if we're,
right now.
But this is all I'm saying. If you go back, and you take a, like,
Vic.
Poll of all the rap groups, and you compared all the bars, they would be very low on the totem pole.
That's
all I
got to
say.
That's the theoretical. So until we do that, we
I could do that. I could do that.
You know what I love about this? I love about this is that
I hate talking hip hop on here.
Bro, I love that Letty and Vic were arguing in the comments. And we have our own separate group chat, right? Because Letty was Vic was like, oh well, let me see everybody's Spotify reviews. Because you know you for everybody's
no, what are you? And then Letty was like,
she killed him though. She killed him though, because she was like, well, you don't see NWA and well, what other groups did you say? All the other hip hop great groups. And Vic was like, well, and bro, the comments are just I love this.
No, I know Vic. And he, if you're petty at him, he could out-petty you. But what I'm not going to do is let him just, like, fucking
ruin her street cred. Because these are my like, views. They're not her views at all.
Again, that is true. They're probably not going to be on people's Spotify rap. But so aren't NWA or fucking Wu-Tang. Because it's not fucking 20 years ago or 30 years ago. So, like, that's, like a false, like, theoretical or a fucking false, like thing to use. But he'll use it, and he's right. He's a little manipulator. But I'm not going to let you do that. Okay. And again, we had this convo on the messages. And I was like, Vic, I think it's because you called them trash and you said they suck. You didn't say, in my opinion, they suck. You didn't say, I think they're trash. Because suck and trash is fucking subjective.
Facts.
They don't really
I might have went a little far. I might have went
really
a little
trash.
Far.
Nah, stand with that shit, dog. You think they're garbage.
I said what I said.
Okay. Yeah, he thinks they're garbage. That's a good thing. But he's not saying, you know who's garbage? Like, he just was too firm about it.
Yeah.
I was so happy that I wasn't the one getting
Hey, Duno's over there like...
I'm like...
This is the one time they didn't like talk shit about him for a hip-hop opinion.
I ain't gonna lie. If I want to go listen to them, they're cool.
One of my favorites. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun rap. They were meant to
like
be fun
Like, if I'm drunk,
rap.
For sure.
You're not going to be like, oh, my God.
Yes, yeah. Monkey.
Yeah. I'm just saying their music aged like milk. That's all I'm going to say. The rest of it, that's it.
To you.
To me.
To
me.
You, to me.
Is it Grass Monkey?
Yeah.
Brass Monkey. Oh, Brass Monkey.
Hey, Grass Monkey is a good flip. Sample that shit.
Oh, and shout out to the Brass Monkey, the Latino own brand that kept shouting us out when we said that.
Yeah.
Support Latinos.
Yeah.
This is not an ad.
But this, that's wild. Yeah, I was so happy. I was.
But yeah, shout out to everybody commenting. I appreciate you guys watching. I appreciate all the unfollows. you know,
all the new follows.
There's some new follow. Okay, look, a lot of people agreed with me too. We didn't bring that up. A lot of people. Finally, somebody said it. I'm just like, hey man, I'm just the voice of the people. I'm just not afraid to say what we're all thinking sometimes, you know. But you know, shout out to the Beastie Boys. They impacted the culture. I'm forever grateful. Without people like them, we wouldn't be here either. And I'm very aware of that. And I didn't say that because it wasn't the time, but I didn't also not say that. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
People took it way further and said, like, I don't know hip hop. No, I read the whole Def Jam book. Like, I'm very
aware. I was like, oh, they think he's young.
Yeah. That was kind
that
of
I was like,
all
right.
They're like, all you fucking listen to is Island Boys and Lil Pump. And I'm like, ah, like, you guys
Which
think I'm
you
that
have
young.
Given you know props to. So that's where it's like weird with you.
Yeah.
In the state of hip hop, where we just fucking said a fucking Island Boys taco song was great. You
I didn't
were
say
like,
it was great. I said it grew on me. I'm sorry. I'm very particular at words.
Yeah, but I'm also not hating on anybody else.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
But as a hip hop head, I would have thought you would have been like fucking dweebs.
No, because
the
misconception about hip hop heads is that we're old heads and we're like we hate everything. No.
That is, honestly, that is that. I ain't gonna lie, like,
no.
Example, we're just having a conversation. Let these kids' birthday parties is a networking area. But there's so many hip hop heads that I don't even feel like saying anything. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, they're gonna be mad at me. I'd just be like, corridos out of the way. You know what I mean? I use my charm and funniness to have a conversation, but they start talking about hip hop, I just walk away. Because I'd be saying the wrong thing sometimes.
Yeah.
And I own up to that. But I also don't care as much
so
as they do.
So let's move on. So let's move on.
But I love your hip hop.
No, I feel like only I care. I feel like me. I feel like Letty built her whole fucking career off of fucking being a little hip hop head. Here comes Duno saying he doesn't know shit about Kendrick Lamar.
I love
then
Kendrick.
Vic saying fuck J. Cole's Crocs.
Why now, did you say that?
Now Vic saying this shit about Beastie Boys.
These
like,
are our opinions.
I know, but guess what? We're a group together.
Okay,
we're a group together.
So then if you're great at hip hop, we're great at hip hop too then.
Funny. That's what people expect.
Okay, so then we're all great.
So people were like, Letty, how could you let him say that? Yeah. Like if like you're controlling my mouth over here. Like.
Let there it goes. There's my fucking hip hop card.
Fucking Letty like the OG that they get at like, hey, for your little
like,
homies.
Check your man. Check your man.
Your little homies are tripping over there.
Yeah.
Hey, for they need to get DP'd.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, but shout out to Letty. She knows her shit, you know. And shout out to the pioneers.
Is like
the forefathers.
Apple bag I guess, fumbling.
You know? That shot me dead.
But you know what's funny? Is that also like, I gotta acknowledge this too. The best comment was somebody that I believe them, because who would make this up? They said, "Bro, your dad used to cabbage patch to the Beastie Boys," and I was just like, "Damn, like you're probably right." Yeah. You know what I'm saying? My dad is that age.
You wouldn't pay.
Oh, I wouldn't pay to watch them? Yeah. Oh, yeah. My favorite comment, though. Shout out to this guy. Clever guy. He said, yeah, you wouldn't pay to watch the Beastie Boys, but you paid for those pants. And I was like, yo. I'm somebody that can acknowledge a good,
good zinger.
Yeah, that was awesome. I'm like, that is hilarious.
This is where amazing. At least mine with the Kendrick thing. People were like, well, he's young. He got to get up to date. But they were just like, yeah, fuck this.
They were coming from my head. But honestly, I welcome stuff like that. I don't have any issue with that. I have tough skin. So it was cool. It was cool to have all the interaction this week. I appreciate it for real.
How many messages did he get
from your peers about
Vic's comment about the Beastie Boys?
I just feel so like, and you know, I put in the chat, fuck it, Bad Boys for Life. Like, fuck it, we're going to ride.
Together, die together.
Exactly. Fucking ride for this shit. But I'll be down if I fucking die over fucking Duno not knowing who fucking Kendrick Lamar is.
I know who Kendrick is, fool. So when you put me in the hot seat, I'll be getting nervous sometimes.
Okay.
Like, bro, I had sex in a swimming pool before. You know what I mean? Like, I did that before. Swimming Pool was a great song. Okay. It was in my playlist when I was younger.
Okay. That's right, a random song to, like, beat cheeks to.
Yeah. It's about, like, being, like, alcohol addiction.
It's low-key about, like, his grandpa.
Yeah.
Like,
That shit was just one of my favorite songs. It was probably on my playlist. Like, Shuffle, boom. You feel me? Shout out Kendrick. Now, by the way,
that's
shout out Kendrick.
A long song, too, so wow.
Yeah, I got an outro and everything.
Well, for you. Well, for you. Well, for you. Go ahead. Do you know? It's that young, it's like young libido.
You know what I mean? I was like 15, 16.
At the
getting
end of that
cranking.
Song is when he's like, yo, where your grandma stay?
Yeah.
Where your daddy stay? He's over there beating cheeks to that. That's hilarious.
Bitch, Don't Kill My Vibe. Great song, by the way.
Don't you know I'm local? Staples Center.
Oh.
It's not that they took down the letters. It's that they didn't tell us when it was going to happen. We all thought we had more time. We legit could have went down and fucking did a photo shoot or some shit. Like, I was thinking, what if we go to the last Laker game before they change it to Crypto.com Center? Like, okay, so we probably still have a little bit more time to, like, get that together.
Mm-mm.
Fuck no.
They're ripping off the Band-Aid. I was just over there. I literally was just across the street. As they're pulling the letters down, me and Callie yelled at the top of our lungs for the guy to stop.
That shit hurts.
And he really looked,
stop! No, because it's only the STAP was there when he posted it. The stop. Stop, Ryan!
Yo, and we legitimately, like, yelled at this guy to stop. And the funniest part was he, like, looked up, turned around, and was like, what the fuck? I'm just doing my job.
I want to know, you're watching, or one of your cousins is watching. Someone knows the people that took it down. Where are they now? Where are the letters? Can we have them?
I want just one.
You know what I was thinking?
I want an S or a P.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking? I was thinking about this while I was watching the video of Vic and obviously the video that was surfing. Yeah. Like, for you know how when you get like a street sign from where you grew up and you have it in your room and your house, and I'm like, damn. What if I just have, like, the letter P or something in my house?
That would be hard.
Yeah. That would be fire,
that's
you know?
Fire. That's, like memorabilia. That's, like, the dopest shit. Like, imagine I got the S from when they took down Staples Center.
Yeah, especially you being, like, from downtown L.A. and, like...
I ain't gonna lie.
So someone has it.
Personally.
It's sad, but sometimes you need change in life. Yeah. And it's still sad, though, you feel me? Because Staples Center is memorable. Like, you feel me? Like, right. I'm about to get that shit tight, actually. I'm like, planning out the schedule or whatever. But it is like,
because I remember when the Lakers went away from the Forum, and I lived right up the street from the Forum.
Were you sad?
Yeah. I was a little kid, but, like, they had won championships and shit there, and I was just like, they're like, oh, they're taking away the Lakers from the Forum. Mm-hmm. And at that time, it was because that whole area was so, like, depleted financially.
Right.
It was so ugly there, so they had to take them out of there. And it was, like, a big impact on the city, like, no more tourism.
Yeah, it got worse out there.
All that shit. It got really bad. Now it's, like, coming back up, you know, with the Forum and now, like, the SoFi and all that. But, yeah, it is, like, I was thinking about that today. It's just changed. It's, like, kind of cool that I've been able to witness, like, that,
right.
You know, them leave the Forum. Now it's, like, changing. It's just, it's been, like, 20-something years, you know?
It feels like, and I know it's still the same building. It's still the same. But it's just like, goddamn, those stupid ass letters. And I know it's a store. I get it, all of that. But that just, they did that so well that Staples was just on its own. Like, no one was like, oh, the store. They knew, like, yeah. the venue, right?
And then you know what it is, too? That Kobe passed away, and yep. Kobe was just yeah. such a... Like, if you couldn't mention... I mean, if we couldn't mention Staples Centers without Kobe Bryant, yeah. he couldn't mention Kobe Bryant without Staples Centers.
Yeah.
Like, bro,
yeah,
it's one center.
Yeah, like, so you meant... Wait, what happened?
What'd you say? Stop being mean, Letty. Stop it.
Stop. What did I say?
Nothing. She's being mean to you.
Yeah. All right, let's I'm being on. Mean?
Yeah.
Or I'm helping him?
What did I say?
No, you. Every time you say Staples Center, you say Staples Centers. Like if there's more than one center.
I said center.
No.
I promise you did he?
You guys, tell him the fucking truth.
I swear to God, I said Staples Center. But okay, whatever. We're going to go with Letty Center.
Tell him the fucking truth or I was like.
I just told him. You said centers.
You add an S every yeah. time.
Oh, it doesn't really matter. I don't okay. give a fuck at okay. this
one. It's fine. It's fine.
No, but yeah, but it was dope.
Yeah.
I love
Salinas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love.
We do shit like that.
Yeah. Nah, but I love how, yeah, it was always like, for me, you couldn't mention either or, so I like that. That was fire.
Oh, shit.
When no. I start being an asshole.
No, don't. I just cried. I just finished crying. Don't.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead. No. Chill. Relax.
But I can't touch you anymore.
Nah, but yeah, I thought it was dope, but it's cool. Crypto arena.
Yeah, no, it's a sign of the times changing. Yeah. Even the crypto shit is like, just like, oh,
you
fuck.
Know what,
like,
those the most annoying people in the comments? Fucking people like Josh, that fucking little Bitcoin non-billionaires that are like, oh, Crow is going to come up. Oh, check your wallet. Oh, fucking by checking my Coinbase.
Money
okay, we fucking get it. You're more financially savvy than us. We get it. Like, but still, motherfucker, we can.
What?
We can.
No,
fucking
it was
be
a lot
okay
of people in the comments,
yeah,
like, buy Crow, buy Crow.
Buy Crow. And
well, when we're rich off Crow,
yeah. In the
we're
metaverse,
be eating Crow.
In the metaverse, yeah. Help us out when that happens, please.
I'm trying to help myself.
Okay. So I'm trying to help myself.
No, all food's here. If you guys wanna, can we spread out the food to everybody? All right, we just ate, so we're back. So if you see anything crazy,
lunch break,
incredible.
But we're talking about the Staples Center sign. And it made me think, because also, did you guys see how Jack in the Box just bought Del Taco?
It did?
Yeah, Jack
in the Box.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Really?
Damn, bro, I'm excited for Del Taco.
Jack in the Box bought out Del Taco.
Damn.
I like that. I love that.
Wait, that doesn't scare you guys a little bit?
Why?
Of like the whole world's going to be consolidated one day?
Well, oh, true. Like, but things.
You guys said a lot of
things. Well, I mean, other mid.
You guys couldn't say that before.
No, I just saw it right now. I was telling
what is
Angie
it?
To tap her.
Let me see.
Well, show me.
I was going to have her tap her, you know?
Yeah.
It's all good.
You know, I'll just say it straight out.
That's Juan's fault.
Working with girls 101.
Oh, it's a fucking birthmark.
It's too much.
What'd she say? You never noticed? Oh, you know why? Because you probably got the same with the cheating stuff, and it just made it more. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a birthmark. You see it?
Yeah.
There's nothing we can do about it, guys.
Oh, hey. Have you always had... Oh,
they were trying to get her to take off her birthmark. They're like, hey, you got a little...
You've always had that?
I don't even know.
That is funny.
Stop.
Okay,
wait a minute.
Okay, let me just address it. Okay, y'all better... See, y'all motherfuckers judge me.
What?
Y'all judge, right? You better not judge. No one better make a noise. No one better laugh. No one better... None of that, okay?
Go.
Every time it's cold, and you're already doing the shit that I told you
what
not
do you
to
get, fogazos?
Yes, I get a cold sore. But everyone says, oh, you got the herpes? And when you get the cold sore, the herpes. It's like, no, fool, I've had them since I was in kindergarten. And so one is popping up, and that's why it's red, and that's why you could see the birthmark.
Because there is a lot of change in the weather right now.
You like know what's crazy,
chap lip season, all that.
Yeah. But I've had it since I was in kindergarten, so I never understood that joke of like, oh, it's herpes, because I know it's herpes. But it's like
type 1.
Yeah.
Type I ain't gonna lie, bro. My mom be getting them chunky. I'll be like, lady, don't you come near me. You can't kiss me goodbye today. But, bro, she's always been. Like, my mom was like, when you get older, watch. And I think like 2 years ago, I got one, but inside my mouth, bro. Mm-hmm. Oh, she was like, te dije. But my mom's like super, like, I don't think give a fuck. My mom's like, pone la crema, goes to work like that on the bus.
I can almost.
She's like, what am I supposed to do? Tell the world, oh, you can't stop it. Right. She's like, it happens. The weather changes.
I get them on the inside of my mouth sometimes.
If I'm too nervous about something, like
you're like,
event,
pick at it?
It, no, it, No, if I'm having regular light, but I get too nervous, they'll pop up. Or if I see that it's first cold. Today, when we record on Tuesday, it was the first rain that we've had in a long time. So I knew that shit was coming and I felt it. But also what's crazy is because the virus lives in you, it's dormant. Like, mm-hmm. it's chill. It only pops up a few times. Sometimes I get it like a couple times a year, if that. But when I gave birth to my last son, I had to do emergency C-section. So they did emergency C-section, and my body, because of the all the scar or whatever, my body's focused on the pregnancy stuff and the giving birth stuff, that it's like, while it's fighting that, that means the no one's there, like my immunity is not working to fight my virus. I had like boom, 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 like even in places I've never, in my nose.
Oh.
And it sucked because it was like the second day that I gave, after the first day I gave birth, and then the second day they started popping up and I couldn't kiss my baby. But it was a trip, and I was like, dude, why is this happening? And they're like, sometimes it happens, like, just because your body's focused on healing you.
Yeah.
That, like, the virus is like, pop, pop, and your immunity is not, like, working there. It's so crazy. Like, this shit is insane. But, yeah, don't judge me.
We don't judge.
Well, there's that.
We don't judge at all.
Thanks a lot for saying I have something in my mouth. It might, but it's whatever. Well.
Where were we? Okay. The world consolidating.
Del Taco and Jack in the Box. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what I'm thinking. Conspiracy theorist time.
Yes.
I wonder if there is like a internet that only rich people know that we don't know. Like, because where do they know that Staples Center is for sale? Or where do they know that Del Taco is for sale?
That's what I was thinking.
Like, shit like that. Like, what's that internet? What's that HTTP or whatever the fuck?
Yeah, I don't get those alerts.
Yeah. I want to be that rich that I'm... When I look at Amazon, it can be like, do you want to buy this Staples Center in fucking Los Angeles?
Put in cart?
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Like, where's that online?
How do you find out certain things are...
Like, I wonder if like a group chat of just a bunch of rich assholes.
Yeah, like, hey, this is... Hey, look.
Hey, look, my boy, I'll give it to you for a good price.
Yeah, yeah.
Staples Center's right now, a good price, mm-hmm. G. Get it. Like, if I can imagine the Del Taco guy was like, man, I'm kind of over it, but you want to buy it, food? Like, look, food. I'll take down... $20 billion, you can just buy a unit for just payments. Dame pagos. So like, build up your credit, perro.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to know how the conversation goes.
Negotiating.
Like,
tactics,
like, hey, fool.
Yeah. Hey, Jack. Yeah. Hey, come on, you want this? Yeah.
I'm like, damn, that's
wild. That's
I love that. Because
where does that happen? Yeah. It happens without our knowledge.
That should be a Jack in the Box skit where like the fucking Jack with the big ass head just walks into Del Taco like, I want to buy this shit. Yeah. All of it.
All of it. And he does.
Jack in the Box.
I think it does happen like that. They just get bought out. Like, there's not...
But like, where does it show? Like, where do they even know that it's buyable?
But the thing is, no, it's because it's the people that's buying it, they make them the offer. Like,
oh, okay, good reason.
Like, hey, I see you suffering over there.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, Del Taco's cool. I fuck with Del Taco.
But I don't think people would be like, hey, Staples Center, I see you suffering over there.
For years ago, Staples Center sold back the rights to AEG. So AEG put it out there to sell.
Like, sold back the rights?
Sold back the naming rights of Staples Center.
Because Staples Center had... recent after their lease was up.
Okay, so fuck my conspiracy theory that there's a whole other internet.
No. I don't think it's the internet.
So I live by San Marino, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I Yelp shit in San Marino, there's nothing. But I'm like, I feel like once you are a resident, they're like, here is the passcode to the internet for rich people. Mm. And like, then they have a different Yelp. Like, my Yelp is not, I live really close, but my Yelp is not going to take me anywhere in San Marino. It's going to tell me the San Gabriel shit, the Alhambra shit, like the Pobrecito shit.
You know what?
I live in San Gabriel. I'm pobre.
I do.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with you because I live really close to Larchmont Village.
Wait.
But, which I didn't know existed ever in my life until Larchmont. I moved there, right? And then, again, like you, like, a lot of times I'll navigate certain places and it'll never navigate
it won't
me
take
through
you there, yeah.
Larchmont Village or any of these, like, little back streets. It'll always tell me to go down, like, bigger
Melrose
streets,
yeah,
Melrose, street, Rossmore, yeah. Like, all these things, go down 3rd Street, when it's like, bro, I could just drive all the way up. Yep. There's no traffic up this street.
I know. So there's a Netflix series about people that, like, they don't necessarily work for the news stations, but it's camera guys that go out and they, like, if there's a crash, they film it and they sell their footage to the police, I mean, to the news stations, right? Mm. And they go by police scanners and shit. And they said... Over the Beverly Hills area and the Santa Monica area, there's interference and on purpose. So, like, you don't get their calls. So some shit happens in Beverly Hills, some shit happens in Santa Monica area. They can't track it because, like, not that it doesn't happen, but there's some sort of fucking force field that the rich people have that is like, no, you're not hearing our shit. Not so I legit feel like all of that is like,
I heard that there's.
Do not come for us. We're just conspiracy theorizing. Yeah. None of us are out to get you. We want to be you. Like, don't kill us.
That's funny, if we get an email, if it's the Beverly Hills PD, you figured it out.
Yeah.
No, meet me here at 12 a.m.
Yeah. They just say, shut up. They're like, it's just an email, just says, shut up. Yeah. No, but I heard remember when there was blackouts a few years ago? Mm-hmm. That everybody lost power except for Beverly Hills.
Motherfuckers.
They have their own separate generator and everything. Like, they'll be straight in a zombie apocalypse. They're good.
Motherfucker.
Can I tell a quick story about a blackout that happened on 4th of July just real quick?
Of course. Yes.
Okay, so, you know, obviously the whole thing with my tongue situation happened or whatever. Mm-hmm. Some homies were like, we're going to come spend, you feel me? Like, we know you can't really talk, but we want to just come hang out with you.
Yeah.
So where I live and shit, we're popping fireworks. I brought the chairs down. We're in the middle of the street, like, all the neighbors are being super cool, they're enjoying it. I spend hella brand on fireworks. The homies spend money on fireworks, so we're going crazy, right? So we're all vibing, right? We have the kid, me and the homies, you feel me, the kids with the mom now, me and the homies are shooting each other with the little. So then randomly we just see this white dude just walk to the middle of the street with his drone and like just drives it up. And we're watching him, like, we're like, oh, he's gonna hit the thing. Boom. Hits the fucking power lines, the whole street just goes black. And he like looks at us, makes eye contact with a bunch of Mexicans and just starts running like super fast. And the homies have it on video. I'm gonna send you the video.
Please.
No, but it's because it's like, oh, cool. He's trying to get video of LA going crazy. And we're all like supporting him, watching him. And then it just explodes. His whole drone looks at us and then just starts running.
What?
Oh my god. But then, not talking about it, fool, our light went right back on quick like this. And I'm like, huh. At the block, we used to be out of power for like 2 hours. Now that I live a little closer to Hollywood, my light came back on quicker. You know?
Yeah.
I just thought that was funny. Like,
that's true. One time, some kids threw a balloon like next door to my apartment building, and they popped the whole power line, and then we, like, the whole block got
blacked out.
And then the firefighters were there in like 20 minutes. I was like, okay, I like this, you know? I like this, you know? The white people had to call, but, you know, they didn't know.
Where you live, they're blackout, the food, they're evacuating away. Too much millonario. Too many Benzes.
I don't have a Benz anymore.
I just want to let you guys know that one time we were going to your house, and I almost entered the wrong house.
They all look the same.
Boy, you get shot in that blood.
Boy, Mexican boom.
Yeah.
I feel it, G.
Especially my neighbor, she's racist as fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, all the houses do look the same. I'm always nervous when I walk. Yeah, they do.
They're like built like the same.
When I'm walking in, I'm like,
outside.
I don't want to walk into the wrong house.
Let's change the subject. We're not going to stay where anyone lives, okay? Yeah. Thank you. So governor, is he a governor, Newsom?
Yeah.
He has like this new project and he wants to get on all our good graces. You know when you're driving to Vegas and it's that one freeway, I think it's the 15?
The 15.
Yeah. And it's just one lane there and one lane back. So sometimes it's packed. All the time it's packed. Either on your way there or on your way back. Supposedly the trip is a 4-hour trip, but it becomes 9 hours because of that. So I guess the initiative is to add another lane.
I love that.
So now it becomes two lanes, which it should have been that in the first place. You literally have only desert.
Yeah.
Like, why isn't it six lanes?
Yeah, why isn't it so
hard?
Yeah.
Why is it only one lane? How that shit can get scary, too, that drive to Vegas.
I mean, honestly, bro, like when you go to Vegas now, like shit, if I drive, we plan out when we're leaving. Like, okay, either we leave really early or really late because fuck the traffic.
Yep.
And if we go, we either leave really early or go really late because you don't want to be stuck in that. And that traffic is horrible.
And then there's shit that's like Death Valley and shit. Scary fucking names for shit. It's like,
no service on your phone?
No. Way too scary. Way too scary.
How long
I don't know how people did it when there wasn't cell phones.
Thomas Guide.
Well, yeah, that's a trip. Just even being there and knowing, like, if something happens to you, you can't call
stranded,
motherfuckers.
Stranded. Yeah, you can't
maybe
call
boxes, but those shits are like way far apart.
Yeah.
Do you know how the call boxes?
Like the one that had the phone?
What?
Like with the big ass phone book?
No.
Oh, no, they're just cell phone. Okay.
It'll be like in the middle of a freeway. Yeah. There'll just be like a random
yellow
phone
thing
there.
And it's like a call box.
And then that's like for emergencies.
In case you were like.
I don't know. Do they still have them?
No, because people have cell phones.
Yeah.
Before you had a cell phone, if you crashed on the freeway, you would walk to the nearest call box and then call.
Which was dangerous as fuck, because like you're just people. Walking in the
So let's say I crashed, like.
It's like a payphone that you don't have to pay for on the freeway.
Oh my God, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so life. Bad.
It's to be our life. Yeah.
Sorry.
But that's cool, right? The Vegas.
I like thing? It, yeah. But I feel like. We're in 2021, about to be 2022. Uh-huh. Why don't we have a high-speed rail that goes to Vegas?
Like a tram?
Like, why are we still with this, like...
Maybe because the aliens...
Opening won't. A lane. Maybe like, come on, we know...
Yeah, that there's going to be
We have better like engineers that. Than that.
Maybe it's because aliens.
You know what it is? I think they're building Asian. One from
that
the
might
bay,
be a plan.
From the bay to Bakersfield. Yeah. I think they're building one from the bay to Bakersfield. It's like a cool little, like, 20-minute, like... High-speed train that goes from, like, San Francisco to
There needs to be
Bakersfield.
Shit like that. Because Europe has shit like that. Europe has shit like that already. It's like, high-speed railroads, even China, Japan, like,
Everyone.
Which is super fast, like, and it goes smoothly. Nobody gets hurt. I'm not sure why we haven't implemented that
Maybe because we're such a car place in Cali and L.A. and shit like
Maybe
that.
Maybe it's
like,
politics?
No, but, like, yeah. Like,
like the car companies
like,
are like,
companies
nah.
Want you to use Stiff your car. Arm?
Yeah,
you know, gas companies want you to use gas and things like that. So it's like, who has the more money and benefits them? Yeah. But next week, I'm actually taking a girls' trip to Vegas with Angie and Ellie. You guys know Ellie?
Hey.
Yes.
And it doesn't stop there. Are you ready, Angie?
It's fun.
We're going to jump off a plane, all three of us.
Yes!
All three of us. So initially, we're going to skydive. Initially, it was me. And then I was going to go with Jorge and the kids, but Jorge has some work stuff to do. The boys probably will. And I was just going to jump off a plane because, I don't know, I don't love my life. And
Wait a minute.
Wow.
And the kids were going to come, but it was just too much logistically. So, but I'm like, I need someone to go. My mom's going to stay back to help watch the boys. And I'm like, okay, what if I take Angie and we do a girls' tip? Okay, we'll take Ellie. And so I told the flight people. And then they're like, okay, for sure. Let us know their names so, like, when you come, like, maybe they can watch you. I was like, cool. I could send their names. Actually, you know, two spots just opened up for your friends to join you. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah. Angie, arre, let's get it.
That's hard.
Ellie, oh, my God. Oh, my God, why are you doing this to me? Like, you know, I, like, super, like, why would this happen? And, oh, my God, she has anxiety today till we do it. Like,
that's hilarious.
She's full on anxious.
Take care of sweet Ellie, all right?
Yeah, she's very sweet.
Well, she's probably, like, on Google Ellie. Thinking about all the ways it could go super wrong.
Yeah.
What day are you going to Vegas?
I know. Wait, you're coming to Once Upon a Time in L.A.?
When's Once Upon a Time in L.A.? I'm just going one day. Literally, we're going one day. The next morning, we're jumping, and we're coming back that same.
It's the 18th.
Oh, yeah. We're going the 15th, which is a Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Jumping 16th in the morning, which is a Thursday, and coming back if we don't die.
Okay. So we put you down on the list, or...
I thought I was on the list.
We're just joking. Just saying in case something goes absolutely horribly wrong.
It's a joke. Okay. Well, who are you texting?
I want to see if I could get Ellie on the line. Because, Angie, how do you feel? How do you feel personally?
Excited.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Well, Angie also, like, lives her... Angie also wears socks with sandals. So I don't expect anything else.
That's super ballsy of you guys, though. Honestly, salute.
Well, like, I was telling them, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Yeah. Like,
so is there, like, a weight limit?
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I don't think my fat ass could jump off a plane.
There is a weight limit.
What if the parents should know, homie? Like, what the fuck, dude? I don't want to die with.
My sister went, actually. I'm surprised, but I'm like, okay, if she can do it, then... Almost anybody.
Wait, are you calling your sister big?
No, she's just not like.
I know you're not. No, you're not.
I'm just saying she's not coordinated. Like,
oh, okay.
So, like, it's. Yeah, so she could do it, like. You know.
Yeah. I really want to skydive, but not until I'm like 80 years old.
No, you're going to have a heart attack, Wade.
That's the point. That would be dope as fuck. Free bird.
Yeah, Angie has like great feelings about it, and then there's Ellie that better answer. Ellie.
Hello. Hey, girl.
I just told the guys from Brown Bag what's gonna happen.
You're live on the podcast.
How do you feel? Oh, you're live on Brown Bag.
Oh, snaps! I'm live. I've been having anxiety since Letty called me this morning. I haven't been able to stop thinking about it.
What are you afraid of?
What if I don't come back to my dogs?
God, that's such a loner shit to
say. Such a loner.
I'm spending my life away.
Fucking dweeb.
I'm scared that the parachute won't, like, whoever jumps with me, what if they pull the little string off and then the parachute just doesn't, open up, and then there goes my life, only because I couldn't say no to Letty.
It's okay, I'll take your dog in.
I'm freaking out. You know what I've been doing? I haven't finished watching Narcos episode or the season three, mm-hmm. so I've been watching it all day just to get my mind off of the fact that I have to jump off of a plane next week.
So wow. Narcos trauma definitely worse than jumping off a plane trauma. It'll definitely distract you.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to think so.
Is there any part of you that's excited at all?
I mean, no.
Like, accomplishing that is, like, huge.
I think once they, you know, I'm looking forward to, like, once the parachute is open, then hopefully I could just kind of, like, you know, kind of just, like, fly through and kind of see the city. And maybe it's more chill and maybe it's not as crazy as I, you know, I hope it changes my mind.
Yeah.
Okay, Letty, are you taking her dog in?
I should have started there.
We're doing it at the same, like, me, Angie, and Ellie are going to be in the air at the same time. Like, we're jumping at the same time.
Okay, but with three different people behind you.
Oh, if I don't die, but she dies.
Are you taking her dog in? Yeah,
no.
Rock, paper, scissors?
Her dog has seizures.
Your dog has seizures?
So yeah. Dark.
Yeah. This is why I always tell people I cannot leave my dogs alone.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with your dog?
Ellie,
he used to be a drug addict.
Tell us what your mom. Tell us what your mom said. She's gonna cry. Don't fucking like. She's just llorando. Tell us what your mom said when you told her that you're gonna skydive.
Okay, Ellie, say that again.
Tell us what your mom said when you told her we're gonna skydive.
So I go, mom. Me habló Leti y dijo que me tengo que aventar de un avión la próxima semana. Ah, pues aviéntate.
That's the way
I love this. I love this. Okay, well, I'll see you later. Bye. I love you. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Ellie.
Bye. Isn't that funny?
That is hilarious.
I have one home, like, down-ass fucking Ellie, like, arre, gang, gang, let's get it. And then Ellie, like, my dogs.
Anxiety. She's going to be crying in the plane.
Super.
Well, you guys are like.
And you're excited?
I don't know how I feel. I just feel like, fuck, I'm fine. What? Yeah, it'll be filmed.
What is
You're like, fuck it.
Yeah, I'm just like, I never wished this in my life, but it's like, fuck it, I'll do it.
Oh my God.
It's not my bucket list. It's not something, oh my God, one day before I die, I'm going to sky. No, but fuck it.
Oh, I was just thinking about the movie. We had a conversation about it before. Oh, American Me, when all three of them, when they're young, mm-hmm. and they're about to go, like walk to the enemies, though, let's say you're the main one, you're like, oh, fuck it, it is what it is. And then there's, like, the Angie, which is, like, the battlefield, he's like, fuck it, let's fucking do it.
Yeah.
And then there's Mundo, I was like, we don't gotta do that, we can just go around. And then the middle one is like, you down or what? Like, Angie's like, come on, fuck it, like, yeah. It's okay if we die, we'll be okay.
Yeah, Angie was like, a true friend wouldn't let you do it alone.
Yeah.
True.
Did you see what Angie just said? She said, I'm not gonna die because she just read her poem. She just, like I said, when it went all the way over here.
Yeah, someone told Angie that she's gonna live a long life, like someone read her hand.
It's true. Angie's a very positive person.
Yeah,
fact.
Honestly, if I were to be able to have a roommate from everybody in the Brown Bag crew, it would be Angie.
Wow. A roommate?
Yeah.
Everybody?
Everybody.
Including me and Vic?
You come with kids.
We have those things that eat chicken nuggets.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to walk out like, and then you feel me? Like.
And why Angie? Why?
Because she minds her business. Anyway.
She does.
And Angie's like, not going to like.
She's not
going
to cook for you.
I don't need her to cook for me. But I just feel like if I bring a girl, you'll probably be like, ugly ass bitch. I'll just be like, hi, how you doing?
I will not be like, ugly ass bitch. I will be like, she's not Alexis. So I don't
know. Stop. Wait a minute. Well, I'm trying to find myself.
Tell her?
Yeah, see, Angie's with me. See, Angie's supportive.
How much time does he have?
Angie, you want to move in together? Angie, we can move in together. Just know my homies are going to be there every day.
Every day. Every single day.
But they won't be in your room, Angie.
Unless you want them to be.
Yeah.
All right, we're stopping there.
Jingle balls to the walls, fellas. Listen up.
Ho, ho, ho.
Untrimmed pubes are a thing of the past, and it's possible for you to have Santa's beard in your pants.
Exactly.
It's time to leave your significant other some cookies and milk at the bottom of your chimney.
And a present.
I'm talking about Manscaped Performance Package 4.0.
Big package.
Inside the Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the Signature Lawnmower 4.0. The electric trimmer has proprietary advanced skin safe technology to reduce cuts on your nuts. Cuts it's also waterproof, nuts. So you can use it in the shower. It's like a gift to your partner with less mess. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 also includes a crop preserver and crop reviver, the anti-chafing ball deodorant, moisturizer, and toner.
I love that.
It's time to keep your North Pole smelling fresh.
I love that. The North Pole is going to be smelling fire.
The hygiene bundle will also come with a pair of Manscaped anti-chafing boxers that'll keep your junk feeling fresh all day. The perfect package for your perfect package. Manscaped is going beyond the groin with the all-new Ultra Premium Body Wash. It's infused with aloe vera and sea salt to keep your skin feeling clean, nice, and moisturized. Tis the season to load up on Manscaped products, so get yourself, your dad, your brother, and all your friends the best gift of all, the Manscaped Performance 4.0. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code brownbagpod at manscaped.com.
Brownbagpod at manscaped.com.
Every guy out there needs to add Manscaped to their wish list this season.
Yes, so your boss can smell nice.
Brown Bag Pod, 20% off, manscaped.com. Tap in.
Let's get it. Can we talk about how rich you are and you were at the fight?
Yeah, well, what's crazy... No, what's crazy is, I was thinking, what if we go to the last Laker game at Staples? That would be amazing. I was actually at the last event at the Staples. I was at the fight between Davis and Cruz.
Okay, yeah. Show us your stands real quick. I just want to
see. How close were you?
How what close were you? Fush, you came on the TV.
Three rows? Yeah. You came on TV?
Well, we were close, but the TV was filming the other people, the other floor people, but we were on the other side.
I seen Carmelo in
the back. Super close. Like, it was really, like, awesome to see it that
open. No.
That was our... Yeah, I know, but you saw him in a replay of the end.
Oh, okay.
Because the fight was... framed another way, the other side.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
But
oh, that's my heifer right there.
It was our birthday present.
That's so cool. So really date cool. night. Yeah. They have they have the sickest date night.
Yeah, we had really cool
last
date
time
night.
She left, right? Didn't say a single word. Yeah, you guys, I'm tired. You know, the kids been stressing me a little bit. She left. That night she went. The forum, here we come. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Day night.
Millonario.
Let me hear J. Cole.
J. Cole, too much money. I ain't gonna lie. We seen it on TV. Oh, with all the homies, right? The homies were like, damn, we should have a lot of money, huh? Like, they're so good. Like, they just look back at me, and I was like, millonario.
It's a lot. It's a lot, Jorge. Jorge likes really nice things. And we spend our money on different shit. It's like, that's just, we love boxing.
Yeah, if you spend it on bottles that get your water cold, and he spends it on chains.
Yeah, hydro flask. Yeah. But there's a thing when it comes to Davis, like, I know stupid bitch-ass Mayweather said, people only want Davis to lose because they want me to lose. And it's like, no, Latinos actually fuck with Davis.
I'll fuck with
Tank. Tank is solid. Like, Haney, not so much. Haney kind of is like, I'm a little bit weird on because he hugs people. He fought Saturday. Sunday, Tank fought. But Tank was about to fight some guy Romero, like some dude from New York, a loud mouthful. Like, oh, he was annoying. I wanted Tank to beat his ass. I couldn't wait to see him knocked out because Tank is a knockout king. That uppercut
is
going to sleep you.
No one lasts. I think only another person lasted all 12 rounds of him.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, we're going to go, like, yes, go Tank. Once he was out, he got, like, sexual allegations, like the Romero fool. Oh, yeah, shit. So he got out, and then they brought in Cruz. I never heard of Cruz.
Me either.
And I was, like, tough, like, fuck, like, I'm really rooting for Tank, but also, fuck, I'm also sick and tired of seeing Mexican fighters fucking get knocked out and lose all this shit. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a lot, because they called Mayweather, like, the Mexican killer. Like, that fool would straight up wear Mexican gloves.
Pacquiao like would ruin
on Cinco de Mayo and knock out a Mexican.
Independence Day.
Yeah, so it's like, you don't want that shit.
And they would be wearing the full Mexican colors.
It was disrespectful,
dog. They would come out to
fucking
wearing sombreros. Like, I was like, damn.
And then they'll say, like, we're honoring, but it's like, goddamn. Like, you honored while you fucked us up. Like, get the fuck out of here. So, all of that to say you're torn, because it's like, damn, do we really want the Mexican fighter to fight Tank right now?
And then Tank is like hip hop culture.
Super hip hop culture.
You know, like
he came
Lil
out
Durk.
Repping fucking Kobe.
Yeah, Lil Durk walked out with him. Like, that was tight.
But shout out to Cruz.
Yeah.
That fool, fucking DF as fuck, Mexican as fuck, paisa as fuck. Right
there. Come on, boy, I'm gonna get him tatted on me.
Yeah. And he held his own, and that's a saying a lot for someone that's going up against someone like Tank. We already know what Tank can do.
That, and he's 23.
Is insane. They were showing like slow mo recaps of what Cruz, of how Cruz was blocking the uppercut. It's like he had to study that. He only had a few weeks because they bowed out that other fool really late in the game.
Yeah.
So for him to have been able to probably, he's probably been like training like to do this shit. But they had like a mini reel before the fight, and Cruz in Spanish was saying something along the lines of like, when opportunity means preparation, like you gotta go.
If
and
you everybody stay ready, nip shit. You don't
yeah,
gotta get
yeah,
ready.
Like literally, like I've been waiting for it. The opportunity called. I answered. And I was like, all right, let's go. And he did it. He fucking was on it. He lost by decision.
Yeah.
But he killed it.
There's
like,
nothing to be ashamed
of. And then, honestly, don't think he lost by, like, a lot of numbers. No. It was like,
a lot of people were saying that.
Well, it could have been a tie.
But the fight was, that was a dope fight. I ain't gonna lie. There was time where I seen Cruz was working the body, and then he was going for the face. I'm like, damn, this foot knocks this foot out. He's gonna become fucking, like off the bat, he's gonna become one of, which is, I think it's dope that, like, somebody comes out, like, bro, he literally, they gave him an opportunity, and he took it and ran with it and went.
And did well, so well. Beyond any expectation.
Bro, Staples Centers, you're fighting Javonte Davis? Staples Centers, Zan. I'm talking about Dan. Oh, Zan. Bro, I'm from downtown LA. None of you motherfuckers correct me. I give a fuck.
Fuck it.
Bro.
Okay, it's Staples Centers.
Yeah. I've always said it like that my whole life.
It was right, but it's fine. Go ahead.
I feel like Glendo and Downey people.
I wasn't on your case.
Yeah. But yeah. But like,
why you gotta get disrespectful when someone fucking corrects you?
I don't wanna be corrected.
Okay, fine.
No, I'm just kidding. But yeah. Okay, Staples Center.
Yes.
Center.
I like how you said it before, honestly. Yeah. It sounded cooler.
She sounds Staples Center.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of weak. Sounds corny.
I like how you said it.
Plural sounds better for you.
Yeah, Staples
okay.
Center. You know what I mean?
Like, okay.
Wait, now that I think about it, all the homies say it like that.
Were you all in the same class?
Well, yeah. Who were they? Well, you guys love being in our city. Go film in Glendale. Go.
I love Glendale.
No, you don't. Why do you live there?
Dude, I would live there.
You would?
Glendale's amazing fucking living.
It's cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, bro, I think that's dope that you were there. And bro, he took that opportunity. I love that for him, bro.
Yeah, he made a name for himself on the biggest stage.
Yep.
And, I like that.
And I like your interview you did with him too. Mm-hmm. I just listened
to it.
The
next day.
That was super
fire.
Dope. Super humble. She was on it. Yeah. That shit was like 3 hours later.
Yeah.
I was like,
it was really
fuck?
Cool. And shout out Jorge. Fuck, I hate how cool he is. Because when I divorce this fool, so many people are going to love him. Like you guys.
Don't say that. It's knock on wood.
He knows already. We're getting divorced one day. Oh, I'm not wearing my ring. It's getting clean. It's getting clean. Oh, now we care. Now, see, this is how y'all are supposed to be on my side.
We are
bad
on
boys
side.
For life, motherfucker.
All right, bad boys for life.
Fuck. You fucking fuck, divorce him right now, fool. I know.
I probably divorced him a million times already in my mind and fucking to his face.
Wait, so what happened?
But he's super chill. Hold on, I have to say, backtrack. I'll be like, fuck it, be single then. And he'll be like, okay, babe, do you want anything to eat? And I'm like, no, fuck you. Like, and he's like, all right, I'll bring some chicken. All right, it's good. And I'm like, fuck.
You gotta understand that he really is, man. Like, he is here, Latif, bro. When you meet the homie, he really is like that.
Like super chill, like nothing.
Like to
very
him,
zen.
Though,
he's very zen.
There's like dragons flying around him.
Yeah, he's chill. But, so, actually, I don't know if I can say this, but I'm gonna say it anyway, because he says I say everything. So, they hit him up because what's his face? The dude, the heavyweight guy, El Destroyer,
Andrew Ruiz. Yeah.
He used to listen to
his ass.
he used to listen to Nip a lot.
Yeah.
Even before Nip passed. And when he beat Anthony Joshua, he used like Nip like as a quote or whatever. And like they reached out to Jorge, all that stuff. Like people hit Jorge up a lot for graphics and logos or whatever, because he's behind the Almanian logo, shit like that, right? So they like flew Jorge out to go meet him and like talk to them during a fight, like in Vegas somewhere. I think actually when he lost to Joshua again, but that's neither here nor there. So
that was in Dubai.
So Jorge, Oh yeah, no, that not the Dubai. You're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Something out in Vegas. So that's at least what, that's what he told me. Oh, maybe damn. He was fucking cheating.
Damn, he got flown out.
He fucking divorced. No. I saw pictures. He met Chavez and all that shit. Stop it now. Because I'll believe it. I'll get mad at him for fake shit.
That's all right. You're not mad at me.
Yeah. All right, let me finish. So he flew him out. He met this lady. Her name is Kelly. This. I'm leaving. Angie, are you laughing?
Yeah.
So, old white lady, like, and she's like, no, she's a boss. So this time when we went, he had seen her, and this lady's literally walking down Mayweather, talking to Russell, telling YG where to sit. She like, she's that bitch. Like, and she comes and she sits down with Jorge, like, oh, nice to meet you, and meets me. And I'm like, and she's like behind all the boxers. She does PR for the sport of boxing in general. Fire. Like, she's not just money team or whatever. Yeah. She's everybody.
So does she need a new fighter?
And so she was talking about how nice Cruz is. She's like, it was before the fight. I feel so bad for him because he's sweet and I don't know what's about to happen to him. So after we were on text thread, he connected us and was like, hey, do you think we could get him to call in and do an interview with my wife? And that we set that shit up.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the minute he woke up, they called us, and he needed a translator, but it was incredible.
Yeah.
Super humble, super, like, such a good guy. Like, he's good to root for.
Yeah, he gained a bunch of fans.
Super, yeah, definitely a bunch of fans.
Got a fan of me, for sure.
He's a pitbull.
And he fucking broke Fool's knuckles.
Oh, yeah.
Davis's knuckles
with
were...
the chrome dome. Yeah.
And I was like, dude, what's in your head? And he's like, people piensan que es de plata o algo, that I have a plate, but it's just bone. I'm like, it's that Aztec shit. It's that fucking...
I feel it.
It's that...
I love that for him, bro.
Yeah, I'm
he did a good job. That reminds me of every stocky little short homie that just want to squat with everybody.
So Davis hasn't fought someone shorter than him in his professional career. It's always... guys that are taller than him, because he needs that momentum for his uppercut to hit and knock you out. With this, well, he had to do this, and then the dude was blocking it. And I think that's why he said hell no. They asked him, like, will there be a rematch? And Davis was like, hell no. Like, he knew something about this fighter scared him.
Fight is all about matchups. Mm-hmm. Fights are all about matchups. So, yeah, the fact that he had never been accustomed to fighting somebody smaller than him.
But he struggled the whole fight.
Yeah.
He struggled. I ain't gonna lie.
You can tell from that first round, he's like, what the fuck is this?
I ain't gonna lie. Shout out David for taking all them body shots.
Oh, yeah.
Because the fool, you, man, you hit me one time in the rib.
He's hurting. All
right, fool, you got it, boy. I'm out of here.
You win.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That shit. But yeah, man, that was a great fight.
And I also understand, like, from a scoring standpoint, like, you can only win if you fucking knock out an undefeated fighter.
Yeah.
Like, someone like Davis, like, I get why that fool didn't.
Politics.
Like, he.
No, but it's
like,
really
you gotta do more. Like, they gained that luxury as with their record. Mm-hmm. You have to knock me out. You just can't outbox me. Or you can't, like, you have to lay me out.
So, you know what's crazy? Now that I think about it, like, you know how, like, all the greats lose games. Like, Kobe lost games before. LeBron has lost games before. Michael Jordan. But when a boxer loses one fight,
it
brings him down so many levels. Yeah. For boxers, are
I
like
think that's
credit
relatively
scores.
New.
No, you gotta think about it. Boxers are like credit scores. Like, you fuck up one time.
I think, though, that's relatively new because Chavez lost.
Oh, yeah.
But he wasn't undefeated.
Yeah, no,
but
yeah,
his
yeah.
wins were crazy.
Exactly.
I think with Mayweather having been the undefeated guy, that set the precedent. If you even have one, you're tainted.
Yeah.
And so that set the precedent for him and for people under him, like a Tank.
Do you think that's why Canelo, like, do you think that's why people...
Canelo only has one loss.
And it was against Mayweather.
And it was Mayweather.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's not, like, you're going to have your wins, you're going to have losses, right?
And draws.
Yeah. And so this reminded me actually of Marquez, that, like, Marquez used to fight Pacquiao a lot and outboxed the fuck out of Pacquiao. But Pacquiao had the undefeated score.
Until he...
Yeah.
So he had to lay him out, and then he laid him out.
Oh, like, I thought died that day.
Yeah, facts. I was like, this is what it feels like. This is what that reminds me of. Like, he outboxed you, but I get it. You're not going
to
give him the win because he didn't knock you
out.
And that probably, that's why you don't want to rematch, because you know that shit is possible.
Yeah.
Like, even if you don't think he'll do it next round, that shit's possible. Or next, series or whatever.
Exactly.
So that was great. That was a great fight. Also want to shout out all the brown privilege. We need to embrace our brown privilege more. And I know that gets a little touchy.
Talk about it.
Because we're not brown supremacists, but there is a hella brown privilege, especially in L.A., with the wait staff, with the valet, right here with the fucking security guard.
True.
When someone speaks Spanish, it's almost like, oh, brotherhood, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, like, how many of us have gotten, like, either... less on a meal or better service or shit like that just because it's another Latino serving you.
Oh, my
like,
God, bro.
Is love, right?
See, bro, that just happened to me on Friday.
Yeah.
That's like, happening right now. The guy brought us chicken.
Yeah. Shout out to him, by the way. But on Friday, real quick, we were at a, like, I went on a date on a nice restaurant and shit. And I was the only one, like, I swear to God, like, I was the only one dressed. I had, like, some Dickies. Yeah. So one, I had, like, one of the homies fly t-shirts. And the girl I was with was just really nice. You know, like, she's, that's kind of more of her scene.
Yeah, all right.
And we're in a nice restaurant. The restaurant had, like, a little pool inside or whatever. And everybody's either, like, in a business meeting or, like, in slacks.
Like, high-end.
Yeah, super high-end. Like, $50 for two drinks type high-end. But I'm like, I got money now. Come on. Take the debit card. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I sit down, and the guy comes.
Our brown bag debit card?
Got to check the statement.
I need to check the balance. Hold on.
I probably didn't use the brown bag one. But, yeah, so we're chilling, and then the lady comes, like, takes the order, goes, and then the guy comes after we got our food, and he's like, and his for his English is like very broken. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh no, está bien, gracias, déjalo ahí. And he's like, okay, mio, okay. Yeah. Like, he got comfortable.
Yeah,
like,
once you connect on that,
he got comfortable. He got like, okay, nah, I don't have to like maybe repeat myself once or twice. And then when I was leaving, he even charme carrilla, like, I didn't really want to take the food because we're going to go change the club. He's like, es pecado, mijo. And I'm like, si, tiene razón, tiene razón. Me la llevo todo, ponga todo. Yeah. And she's like, pecado?
Oh, and I'm
like, butter. But I love it because I understand him. He's working. He's a hustler. Yeah. I'm not saying the restaurant was disrespecting him at all, but obviously, like, sometimes, like, even when I'm talking to, like, my grandma now that she's, like, she's here for, like, the holidays, my Spanish is a little more, like, on edge. Like, ooh, maybe I don't. But that's how he felt. So when he felt comfortable, I thought I was dope.
Provide like a little moment of relief for them, because again, it's not that they're getting like abused, or maybe they are, but also they have to, they're just wait staff to other people. To us, they look like our tios, our brothers, our uncles, our primos, right? Could be, so we talk to them like humans, and they like that. Other people is like wait staff. It's just someone wiping your table, someone like you don't even see their face or know their name.
Yeah.
And so I love that about like that's what I call brown privilege. Like, it's always motherfuckers in valet or wait staff like at these high end restaurants. Mm-hmm. But like talk to them in Spanish or like let them see that you acknowledge them, and they're like it's gonna be the best time you're ever gonna.
Yeah, I thought it was dope because that was the first time I was ever at a fancy restaurant, and then they brought the food, and he's like, and then he was like, hola, amigo, provecho.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I feel like I'm at, like, provecho's like, oh, man, like, enjoy your food. Yeah. Like, so I thought, but shit, it happened to us plenty of times. Mm-hmm. Even at Dodger Stadium, the lady that was setting the beer, the señorita, I was like, oh, she, and then she was like, oh, okay.
And so what happened at Staples, too, we were inside because I wanted to eat. And so we went to, like, a burger spot inside Staples. Yeah. And it's a line. And then now at Staples, it's not even registers. It's like an iPad thing. You put it or whatever. And they're only making the food. But some guy, and he, I think it was like a, it was either a Raiders or a Dodgers hat, clearly. And then he was like, he pointed. And I don't know if he recognized me or Jorge or both of us. He's like, you, go over here. Like, but we're like, there's, like, it's literally a line. And we're like, no, we have to wait our turn, fool. Like, and we go to the thing. And we go to the screen. He's like, behind the screen, what do you guys want? And it's like, oh, you want a burger? Okay, go to the other line. And it's like, that's where you pay. And we're like, oh, thank you, bro. And he fills up a bunch, like a bag with burgers, nuggets, fries. Wow. What do you want to drink? You want a Coke? Okay. And that at fucking Staples, that shit's fucking $60 meal right there.
Yeah.
And his name was, I don't know if I should say his name to get him in trouble.
No. He blessed you.
Yeah, he blessed. But shout out to you, because that shit was fire. Like, that shit was incredible. And then, low-key, this one's a little bit funny. So we went to the parking lot, and you're supposed to pay for parking, right? Mm-hmm. And so I pull up, and then we're about to pay for parking, and the girl looks inside, and she's like, are you Monica's sister? I thought she was going to ask if I was new Duno, Vic. Fucking big boy. Brown somebody. Bag. My sister? Y'all, no one knows my sister.
I met her when
she's cool as fuck.
By the way, when I met your sister, she's like, what's up, fucker?
Yeah.
And I was like, she had a mask on.
I met your sister, she had a mask on the whole time. She's like, I'm not your sister, I swear to God.
It was Halloween.
I still don't know how you look.
I mean, she's like a luchador.
She don't know how she looks.
Yeah.
She was
so
cool,
she
though.
Used
Goodbye.
To teach cosmetology at Glendale High. Oh. And she's like, yeah, she was my teacher. And I was like, that was so crazy that out of nowhere, like, it's just being in LA, you're going to know someone. And that shit was $30. And she was like, here you go.
Nah, bro. First happened to the fucking Dodger Stadium. Mm-hmm. With the kid I went to class with?
Yeah, it's like crazy the way you pop
he
in.
He DM'd me later like, hey, bro, it was good seeing you. So whenever you want a ticket, just let me know, dog. I got you.
That's fire.
I was like, God,
but to me, it's like, I don't know. That's L.A. privilege. That's brown privilege. It's love. Like, you get, that's when people hate on it. It's like, no, the city's full of so much fucking love. Facts. And so much, like, culture. Like, you just got to fucking embrace that shit.
No, bro, but that shit, that shit do be though when you go to, like, that's what, spots, that was my, like, first situation ever, like, in a sense of where, like, the guy, I knew he, like, I, like, maybe this fool's not a fucking mamon, and, like, you know, so I thought that was cool.
Gonna be all fucking weird and upkey about shit.
Yeah.
That just happened to me right now, too. I forgot my wallet, and I went, and I was trying to park, and I'm like, yo, you have Apple Pay or something? And he was just like, but I was talking to him in Spanish, and then he was just like, he's like, nah, but, you know, if you want to go upstairs, give me the money later. Down, like, that's cool. A lot of people be like, hey, turn your ass around, bro.
Yeah. Boy, fuck
like,
you know
what I'm saying? Yeah. And so I came back because it's like somebody gives you that leeway, like you go back and you actually make do on your word. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
I love it.
Yeah, that was fucking cool.
Yeah, shout out all my peoples, man.
Edgar Report?
The Edgar Report. All right, let me pull this up.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, y en las noticias de...
Then we should have a buchona just stand...
Nope, we should not.
Okay, no, we should not. We should not. No! Women could do more than just show their butt.
An Edgar was arrested for bringing a gun to high school. He reportedly told officers he brought the gun to campus because he believed there was an active shooter due to an earlier incident. So essentially, he is a vigilante Edgar. And he got in trouble for trying to protect, you know, his good fellow Edgars. You know what I'm saying? So... I don't know. Just, what do you guys think about that? Like, you guys think he was wrong? He was right?
Or do you think he was capping, first of all?
What if he's like a super Edgar?
Super fool?
Yeah, like a super fool. Like, what if he's, you know? How come Batman can do it, but he can't?
Batman doesn't do it with a gun.
But he has a belt full of stupid ass shit.
Okay, I
oh, now I'm going to get the Batman hive on me? Hey, okay, let's keep it G. Look.
Oh, my God, is it Marvel?
Look.
Oh, my God.
Batman, hold on, look.
We're going to fight.
Batman is a billionaire who beats up bums. Let's call a spade a spade.
But a billionaire is still a billionaire.
Who beats up bums.
Okay, let me.
With the fucking stupid-ass belt.
I have two theories on this. Is it like, did they catch him like flashing the gun? Or was it like all random search, blammering your shit? Like, as long as his intentions were, okay, it's one, don't bring a gun to school.
Yeah.
Kids, don't do that. You guys understand there's a lot going on in the world.
Where do Edgars get these guns?
I mean, we could tell you, but off air.
Yeah, the traps.
The traps.
So apparently.
This is not here. Right?
No, this was in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, it had to be Texas.
So, he brought it to high school, and I guess there was a... No shots were fired. Nobody found a gun. But after the scene was cleared, a young man approached the officer and said that this other guy, this Edgar, had a gun in his pocket. And then they discovered him, and he actually had the gun in his pocket.
Oh, okay.
So he was just going to... You feel me? Like, what's
so
up?
One Edgar snitched?
One Edgar might have been a Chad. You never know.
But I mean,
to pick a new white guy name because I guess you say Chad a lot.
Yeah.
Someone mentioned that you like every.
I've never met a Chad in my life. That's probably why I say that.
Okay.
Do I know a Chad?
Chad Ocho Cinco.
Ocho Cinco?
Yeah. Well, we don't know him.
Yeah, and his real name is Chadrick.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
So yeah, I don't know what you feel about it. I think don't bring us to school, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Don't bring us to school at all, or near a school for sure. But is it wrong to be a vigilante, like protect your community?
Are you protecting your community?
Was he trying to? Perhaps. I don't know. Or maybe he might have just had the blicky on him riding around.
For after school, because the enemies might pull up on him.
Yeah.
Edgars are way more like about it than I thought.
They're with the business.
Yeah.
I did not.
That's why I'm in compliance with them. Like, we all
are Edgars the community? More down than Edgar's, the people that were named Edgar.
All right, talk to us, Maximo.
Never.
Edgar.
Have you ever taken a gun to school to protect your community?
I would never speak on that.
But why also, you sound like the Godfather when he said that?
But all you gotta think,
I would never speak on that.
But all you gotta think about it.
You can not refuse.
But all you gotta think about it. Maximo is an old head, Edgar. So Maximo's ways and his way of living was totally different than the new head Edgar's. So Maximo's little homies are little Edgar's. So every once in a while, you know, like, just how you get texts about me and Vic Hip Hop Stan, this one gets Edgar texts, like, hey, fool, little Edgar, I'm fucked up today.
Yeah. Hey, so little, little Edgar, hey, brought a gun to school. Hey, check
maybe,
his ass.
Hey, fool, maybe buy little looser pants, not too tight, you know what I mean?
Everybody can see your gun.
Well, I'd like to shout out the other community that we don't talk about, but is just as good and amazing as the Edgar community.
Yes.
And that's the Jose community.
Oh, shout out the Jose community.
Shout out to the Jose community. Jose. It must be bigger than any other community. Like, that name is R.R. John.
Yeah.
Yes. Right?
Have you ever written a Dear Jose letter?
Like, Dear John.
Yeah.
Do you know what a Dear John is?
Great movie, by the way, right? It's a movie, right? Dear John is in a movie?
It is, right?
Dear John is a movie.
Yeah.
So there's this fool named Jacquees. He did the national anthem at King the Lakers-Clippers game. The Lakers lost that game, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to talk about that.
But before he started his national anthem, people were saying it sounds like, or when he started national anthem, people were saying he was singing, Oh, Jose, we'll let you be the judge.
Oh, Jose, can you see?
I seen that on the group chat.
Oh, Jose, can you see? This whole time.
The tortillas are ready.
This whole time.
El queso fresco.
We were singing to Jose.
También.
Mind blown. Everybody together. Oh, Jose, can you see? Wow. I moved to get the lyrics changed.
Yes.
To Oh, Jose.
Way better. Way more like fitting of modern times in America.
Facts,
anyway.
It's America. Shout out. That's like the first thing that we're going to change when Latinos become the majority. Like, facts. Look, not Jose, can you see? It's Oh, Jose. Shout out to all the Jose's watching.
Yeah,
you
shout
guys.
Out to Jose
incredible.
Community.
Shout out to Jose, our editor.
We got
you're
like
incredible.
Three Jose's in this room right now.
Yeah. How many? Wait.
No, just one.
We do. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Why but you call him, Jose? It's a joke, but you call him Jose sometimes, so.
Juan?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which name is more common, Juan or Jose?
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Compton Juan. I'm sorry.
Juan.
Oh.
He's like, actually, my name's John.
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
Oh. No way, Jose. Yeah.
Isn't Josue?
No.
That's a name for.
Jose? I think Josue is Joshua.
Wow, I didn't know that.
That's my name.
Oh, yeah, that's his name.
Are you Jose? Oh, Josue. There are two Jose.
He's Josue.
Yeah. He's Josue in
Spanish. Oh, your name is Josue?
Josue, yeah, in Spanish. Yeah.
What? Oh.
In Spanish, the name Josue.
Yeah.
In English, the name's Joshua. Yeah.
And so, yeah. Jose?
Joseph.
Oh, Joseph and Joshua are different.
Yes.
Clearly, you don't read the Bible.
Wait, in the Bible, is the dad Jose? Jose and Maria? Is that why there's
Joseph
so many
and
Jose
Mary?
And Marias?
Yeah.
Why do we need fucking Latinos, man. What are the most common names? Jose, Juan, and Jose, Jesus, and Maria.
Maria. Facts.
And Chewy.
That's Jesus.
I know.
I was trying to be funny. That obviously didn't work. You know what's crazy now that I think about it? There's three Jesus in my friend group now. The homie's baby, the homie, and another homie named this baby Jesus too.
Wow.
Baby Jesus. Sweet baby Jesus. Sweet baby Jesus. 6 pounds.
So now it's baby Jesus. So now it's baby Jesus, the homie Jesus, and then Lord Chewy. Oh, so we just have to name him three different things just so it doesn't get confused.
Separate it. Wow. That's insane. Shout out to us for all the J's.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's funny.
Let's do CNR. I know.
Oh, wait.
We'll do CNR and then we'll do Comic-Con. Since the holidays are here, we want to do CNR with Spanish Christmas songs. So we have, right? El Burrito Sabanero. Feliz Navidad.
Navidad, yep.
And we need one more. Mother shit. Belen?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
oh, wow.
Wow.
Damn.
All
right. This is legendary. I'll go first. Oh, you want to go first?
No, you go
Christmas
first.
Christmas magic.
Oh, my God. Magic. I love Christmas. By the way, you guys, this is my favorite holiday. Like, I've always enjoyed it. Like, I love the sound of the lights on my Christmas tree going on. And
the
like,
sound of your lights.
Like, you know the little.
What kind of lights do you have that they make?
Sometimes
yeah,
they have
music.
Sometimes they have music.
Wow.
They
do like
little,
what?
They do a little ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, little. It can't be.
Nadia, go buy some lights with songs.
It can't be like too complex, but it has little like sounds like Tetris or something, you know, like.
That one.
Yeah.
No. Okay, but okay.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah. I'm gonna go with fucking me bonitos salmon. I'm gonna go with that one as my Nino, just because I feel like it's ours.
Yeah.
It's nobody else but ours.
By the way, Angie makes me burrito sabanero Christmas sweaters. Because there's never Christmas sweaters for Latinos, like ugly Christmas
Angie,
sweaters.
Angie, you make those? Yeah. Can I buy some of you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm supposed to get the sample today. So.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So that's fire, Angie. And is it like hoodies or like Christmas
sweaters?
Where
can people buy them, Angie?
It's Krunics.
Where can people buy them, Angie?
My website.
You have a website?
Yeah.
You sell things on Amazon, too?
No, not anymore.
She got bad, remember? She
said in the group chat. Angie, give me the link to buy because I'll put in the description.
Amazon? Please go buy Angie.
Stop being, sorry. Help Angie the small business because she can't sell on Amazon. Please help her.
Please go buy me burrito sabanero hoodies from Angie. Angie, I didn't know that. That's super
cool. She created it herself.
Can we put the link right here?
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah.
Well,
boom.
Why would you put the link in the video? They can't click on
it. It don't matter, but just.
Because I don't know what it is. Thank you. Well, say the name of the shit.
Yeah.
Angie FDZ or my Instagram @Angie_me.
Okay, Angie_me.
Okay, Angie made this difficult. Just the link's going to be in the bio.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what it was called.
Okay, but yeah. So I would go with me burrito sabanero. And because it's going viral on TikTok right now, I feel like we should make a video right now.
It's going viral on TikTok?
Yeah, the song. Because people are just like me, burrito sabanero. I'm going to show you guys.
It's a great song.
But great, amazing song.
I love that song.
And then I'm going to go with Feliz Navidad, Carne Asada. Just because I remember singing it a lot in school, like from first to fifth grade. And then the other one will be Rival just because it's still a dope song, but I have more memories with the other two.
Facts. Wait, what's the third song?
Belen,
how
does it go?
Pasas en el río?
There.
Oh, yeah,
Pasas en el río. But it says Belen in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, that's my Rival because I don't even know.
No, you do know it. You just, you went to church. You know
it. Yeah, you know it. You know it. For sure know it.
All right, but that's still my Rival.
Hold on. I need
to It's still my enemy. Fuck it.
We don't know each other that well. And then I would say Burrito Sabanero has to be my Nino. Because it feels like warm and like.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? It feels like, oh, this is that time of, you know what I'm saying, a year.
Sorry. This is the commercial.
And then Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad is carne asada.
Bro, Chad, you know it.
You're going to know the hood.
Hold on.
Hold on, Feliz Navidad copyrighted.
Yeah, I know.
Fool, you know this.
I don't know. It doesn't sound familiar. Doesn't sound familiar. I got to ask my grandma.
The fish are so happy that Jesus is born.
That I can't believe you don't know that.
They're doing whatever Bebe means.
A demon.
I'm going to...
What does Bebe mean?
I'm going to get cooked in the comments for not knowing this.
They're drinking in the water. The fish are so happy that Jesus is born.
Rival.
Okay, Rival.
And then Feliz Navidad, Carne Asada. It would have been my Nino, but I always felt a little uncomfortable that like a white person singing that song. Did we ever like acknowledge that?
It's Jose Feliciano.
Yeah, it's Jose Feliciano.
Which Why does it sound like that, though? Like he sounds like he's singing in English and Spanish.
Feliz Navidad.
Huh?
Yes.
He did.
Why?
He does Feliz Navidad. I want to wish.
He could have put a little.
I want to wish you. Yeah, like super paisa song.
Like a little more paisa on it. You know what I'm saying? Like I do enjoy the song.
You're
but I feel
a hater.
Do you want to know my favorite lyric?
Old heads, go.
I just feel like he could have put a little more salsa on the shit. You know what I'm saying?
I hate that song.
You get what I'm saying? Okay.
Angie.
Yeah.
Angie, you're rude.
Classic. American classic.
You know what I love? If we know my favorite part of that song. Yo espero año. I love that part.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I love Christmas, you guys.
I know.
Jose, I got a clip of me just... I wish I could make, like, a snow angel right now and, like, have a...
Yo.
Oh, chill.
Was that to us?
Probably.
Oh, my God.
Just keep going.
No more Christmas.
He's not going to ruin my holidays.
Yeah.
We got the Grinch next door and shit.
Clearly, he doesn't like Christmas music.
Okay, so what about you?
I would do Nino Feliz Navidad because I think just that even song broke barriers. I think it was the first song to like chart on Billboard and for it to be like Latino.
It charted on Billboard?
Yeah, like it was that pop. Well, it's a Christmas song. Like Christmas music fucking pops. Like shout out Mariah Carey.
They'll play that anywhere.
But it's like it's the only song that could like rival Mariah Carey's shit. Like Feliz Navidad is up there. And then I think, like, low key, I think people came after it. They did like a fucked up parody about it, like really bad.
What do you mean?
They're making fun of Latinos?
Like illegal aliens, some shit. Yeah. Like, but that's how much they hate. Like, they talk, like, they hate that song. Yeah. So it's like, you know, I'm going to put my arms around that song.
See, I wish I would have known that. I probably would have made it my name. No.
Yeah. Well, I should have went first.
The educator.
So definitely Nino, Feliz Navidad. And then I think Burrito Sabanero is Rival.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you why. Oh, let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. Because remember I said burritos were from Mexico.
Not again.
And then I was wrong.
You definitely were wrong.
So it was my rival.
So before, let's just say before.
Then
that
it would have definitely not.
You have a beef with burritos.
How did I do have a beef with burritos.
Have you ate a burrito since?
Last podcast?
Oh, your burrito. Pause.
Shout out to Videos on Broadway.
Yeah. They said the Loki, people were like, we know they're really friends because they shared a burrito.
Oh, yeah.
And we didn't, we
somebody said
like,
it was a COVID burrito.
Okay. And then Los Peces en el Rio, Carne Asada.
Carne Asada, okay.
You like that song?
I like that.
That was good.
By the way, Justin Bieber had a great Christmas song. Under the mistletoe.
You
don't fuck with Justin
Bieber? But it's not Spanish.
No. But Mariah Carey wasn't either, and you gave her a shout out.
She's actually part Spanish.
Is she?
Yeah, and I was saying that fool built charted like the way that she charts and like the way like.
Okay.
She's part Spanish. Well, she's part something.
We could claim her. Or?
Not Mexicans, but like Latinos.
Okay.
Okay.
There needs to be another like racial draft. I feel like.
Yeah, of people.
Like Dave Chappelle.
And Justin Bieber did have a great Christmas song.
Bryson Tiller.
Michael Bublé has great.
Oh yeah, facts. Christmas when I worked at JCPenney, that would play that shit all day.
Yeah, Michael Bublé. You don't know him.
I'm not gonna say I'm not.
Hey, before being Angie's friend, I didn't know him either.
Okay.
Yeah, it's some white boy.
I like saying the
but
word.
He's hard.
I like saying the name.
He sings great.
Andrew
music.
Bublé.
Yeah.
Angie Bublé.
Yeah, because Angie listens to Christmas music in July. Like she loves Christmas music.
Gerard. That's Angie Bublé over there.
You know what Angie is? The BB. Like, you know, from La Familia Peluche?
Yes,
that's Angie. Like, let's say we're all about to eat, and Angie's going to be like, okay, me all about las manos.
I do.
Now we all have to go wash our hands just because Angie wants to fucking point out. That's what she is.
Yeah.
We love her for it.
Well, Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Comic-Con was this past weekend in downtown L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was watching, like, a lot of people going to, like, put it on their story and stuff. Like, oh, my God, I'm so excited about this and that. And then, obviously, it's like, we're in L.A., so... You know, our population is like heavily Mexican. There's a lot of people going. And then it just kind of made me realize, like, yo, where are the Latino superheroes at?
Right.
And the homie Mike, almighty shout out to him, he texts me and he's like, yo, he's like, I'm watching Zorro right now and I'm high as fuck. And I just thought about how there's no Latino superheroes. And I'm like,
but Zorro is the Latino superhero.
He is, but that's one.
Oh, okay.
So it just made me think, like,
shout out to Antonio Banderas.
Facts.
Yeah.
He's a real life superhero. And so I was just like, yo, why is there like a lack of Latino superheroes? And we have to shout out the ones that are actually in existence right now. So I think there's Zorro.
Yeah.
I did some research. Some guy named Blue Beetle, DC Comics. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But apparently he's going to come out like a new movie.
Salma Hayek is in the new Marvel.
She is. Yeah. She's in, what was that shit called? I seen it.
One of You Fools Knows.
It's called Salma Hayek. Damn, I went and watched it and everything. The
Eternals.
Yeah, Eternals. Miles Morales.
Yep. Afro-Latino. Spider-Man.
Facts. And he's like the coolest Spider-Man ever.
Yeah.
If you actually watch it.
Machete.
Does he qualify as a superhero?
I think so.
Zorro?
Zorro, yeah. He had a cape.
Why not?
He had a cape.
You're right. My bad.
That's why we don't have a lot of fucking...
Latinos.
I'm telling you guys, El Chicano was a superhero, bro.
Wait, who is that?
I've never heard
of that. Oh my God, you guys gotta watch the movie.
I believe you.
What about El Mariachi?
Oh, El Mariachi? That, what?
Yeah. Desperado was Antonio Banderas.
Desperado.
Yeah.
Well, actually, he got replaced in the second movie.
Yeah, Antonio Banderas as a whole.
Antonio Banderas is a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is a
He's our only Latino superhero. Antonio Banderas. Not the actor.
So who would you guys want to be the next?
Shut up. No. He's a white guy playing a fucking...
Jack Black.
We could draft him.
Man, get that corn out of my face.
Get that corn out of my face.
Let's draft him.
These are my stretchy pants.
I would totally draft
who?
Jack Black.
Who? So who would you want our next
Brown bag.
I don't have cash.
You brown need bag, to bring
double
cash.
Brown bag.
Brown bag for not having cash.
Put your phone in there.
Okay. For what actor would you guys want or personality want to be our next superhero? I vote for Mario Lopez.
I was about to say Mario Lopez. Who would be another one, though? Because that's too obvious. He's like a living, what's breathing superhero. Never aging? Super smile?
I would go with the guy from Narcos. I can't think of his name right now off the top of my head.
Diego Luna. Oh, he is in Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
Oh. He is in Star Wars.
Oh.
He's the first Latino in Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the only two.
The only, yeah.
Yeah.
We learned from past mistakes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So who would you want it to be?
Oh, it just left my brain. Bad Bunny.
Oh, I would love
he'd
for Bad Bunny.
He'd be a great either superhero or a bad guy. Like, remember how Jim Carrey was like Riddler? Like, I feel like What's-His-Face could be like a Riddler or a Joker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
definitely could be a bad guy. Bad Bunny could be a bad guy.
I love that, yes.
Mask or something.
I'm with that for sure, for real.
That would be fire.
Who would you pick?
I said Mario Lopez or Diego Luna, yes.
Who else?
Or the guy from the Familia Peluche.
The Becky dude from G.
Becky G? Oh, she's a Power Ranger.
Oh, she's a Power Ranger. That's
the pink Power Ranger.
Becky G's a Power Ranger?
Yeah.
Becky G does a lot that we don't give her props for.
Shout out to
because Mexican. Of her boyfriend.
She's a Mexican. It's not because of her boyfriend.
You feel me? It's who you with. Like, what? You and Jorge, I'm for him.
That's
Mexcellence.
You knew Becky G without her boyfriend anyway, though.
Exactly, but now she with her boyfriend.
And so now she doesn't exist. Okay, well, Becky G, I think she's a Mexican Latin trap. They're like, where's the Mexican representation in hip-hop or in Latin? It's like, or Latin trap. Like, Becky G's fucking killing it.
And she's from Inglewood.
Yeah, X. Like, that's like our own. We need to back her.
Yeah.
Does she claim Inglewood?
Hell yeah, she claims Inglewood.
She's really from there because I have family from there. And
yeah.
They know them, like, personally. Like, I grew up with her.
Fully know the G's?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Shout out to Becky G. This is a Becky G appreciation.
So no,
even though you have the boyfriend that you have.
Yeah, shout out Becky G because you make great music.
You do.
You make great music and you're very beautiful.
Yeah.
Facts.
And you're very talented.
And chill. I see you make great music.
Great performer. I seen her at Baja Beach Fest. Killed it.
Wow.
Yeah. Is she Carol G's little homegirl?
I think they're all in the same.
You think they're in the same level?
They came up
together.
They're like
clicked up. Yeah. You know? The cool thing about, you know, the Latin space, and I was talking to this about the homie who works in that space, is that everybody's so willing to collaborate with each other.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Everybody works with each other, like.
Oh, fuck, my Luma, Grupo Firme, just did a song.
Oh, that's fire.
That is fire.
Yeah. Like, bro, I would love to hear Becky G and Fuerza Regida.
Yeah. I'm still thinking of who could be a superhero. Cardi B would be a funny superhero.
Cardi B?
But I feel like she'd be down to be a superhero. Like, she'd act.
She'd be on, like, Mystery Men.
She's a great actor. Cardi.
She'd be like, what?
Mystery Men. You never saw that?
No.
You never saw Mystery Men?
No, Edgar. What is that?
No, Edgar.
It's a comedy with Ben Stiller.
I didn't see it.
Never see it?
Mm-mm. Oh,
bro, I would want you to be a superhero.
I'm not. I'm too tired.
I'm with kids.
I'm too tired.
Latini.
Latini?
What about Duno as a superhero?
Duno could be a superhero.
Yeah, Captain Underpants. Bro, the homies called me that once. Damn, I don't have no comeback.
If they had a live version,
we had mine already. Latini, Captain Underpants.
Oh shit.
And Mamonskis.
Fuck you.
Tantarans.
Damn, that's crazy.
Who else would be a dope superhero? I feel like Rey Mysterio is not a superhero, but I always felt like he was.
Yeah.
You know,
because of the mask.
Because of the mask, and like he would like be flying around the ring and shit.
I love that.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. This is episode 25. Look, we're recording today.
25.
Wow, 25.
Shout out to Cora.
25 weeks.
De la Cora.
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody tapping in. You feel me? We're starting to get them sexy emails. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about women sliding into our emails. You know what I'm saying? It's,
damn, you approached that super wrong. Sexy, I got you, little friend. We got great emails this weekend. You feel me? And just right, like we got great emails this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I looked at the emails, but yeah. Oh, that email.
Yeah.
There's a few. You know,
okay, look at us.
Yeah, get to the bag. That they got a new whip.
Facts.
Shout out Letty.
Bye. No, you've never tucked?
Like, I've never not once been like all them.
Yeah, that.
Wait,
that,
tuck?
That.
No. Tuck and close your legs?
Mangina, yeah.
Yeah.
A mangina? Yeah. Like some Steve-O shit?
Steve-O does that, yeah.
Never.
Never tried.
Hey, what's his name?
You're going to do that tonight. Brothers?
Hell no. No, Steve-O. Steve-O does that shit. Wait,
what do they call him? What's his name? Dale has a mangina. You ever see Step Brothers?
Yeah.
Dale has a mangina. Oh my God.
But that's when you took in your dick, right?
Yeah, suppose something like that.
Yeah, if you want.
Does that feel weird?
I've never not once been like, let me tuck in my, put it to the side or something.
What about you, Vic?
Have I ever tucked in my dick?
No, does it feel weird when you
You're the mangina.
Yeah. I feel like everybody has.
See?
You did a mangina?
Everybody has.
Not me.
Everybody has.
No, but she's saying all this.
Vic has a mangina. Vic has a mangina.